And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 21st of December, 2012. It's the birthday of Edward Hoagland, born New York City, 1932. He was at Harvard, and after his first year, got a summer job working at the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus, working with the big cats. His first job was to chop up a dead horse and feed it to the lions and tigers. Went back to Harvard and wrote his first novel, Catman. It got a lot of attention. His picture was in Time and Newsweek and the New York Times. But Hoagland had a bad stutter. He felt uncomfortable out in public because of what he called flabbering. So he turned away from fiction, started writing essays. He said, "My main reason for turning into an essayist was the painful fact that I stuttered so badly that writing essays was my best chance to talk." Wrote about travel, wrote about tugboats and rodeos, Alaska, taxidermy, the circus, cities, split his time between New York City and Vermont. He said, "I got my locus and focus in Vermont, and I got my energy and ambition in New York." His most recent book, Alaskan Travels, came out this year. It was on this day, 1879, Henrik Ibsen's play A Doll's House got its world premiere at the Royal Theater in Copenhagen. The cast had only rehearsed 11 times. The director did not give much guidance. So the play was a little rough in performance, and it was very controversial because of its ending. The main character, Nora, walks out on her family, leaving behind her husband and her three young children. When the play was produced in Germany, a year later, the lead actress refused to act that final scene. She insisted on a new ending, and so Ibsen, who was afraid that they would get somebody else to rewrite his play, wrote the new ending himself, in which Nora is overcome with emotion when her husband shows her the door to the nursery, and she sinks down on her knees and does not leave. Ibsen hated the alternative ending, called it a barbaric outrage. And it's the birthday of the journalist and novelist Rebecca West, born in London, 1892, best known for her book about Yugoslavia, Black Lamb and Grey Falcon, published in 1941. Here's a poem for today by Sue Ellen Thompson, Leaning In. Sometimes in the middle of a crowded store on a Saturday afternoon, my husband will rest his hand on my neck or on the soft flesh belted at my waist and pull me to him. I understand his question, why are we so fortunate when all around us friends are falling prey to divorce and illness? It seems intemperate to celebrate in a more conspicuous way. So we just stand there, leaning in to one another, until that moment of sheer blessedness dissolves and our skin, which has been touching, cools and relents, settling back into our separate skeletons as we head toward housewares to resume our errands. Leaning In, a poem by Sue Ellen Thompson from The Golden Hour, published by Autumn House Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering writing about finances, food, art, wine, and culture from around the world. More at wsj.com/celebrateweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012 at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Betsy Alistair, edited by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.